morning, everybody. We have a very short engineering and planning meeting this morning, and with Director Rolfe's departure, Director Towns has agreed to chair. So his maiden voyage as chair should be effortless.
We started with 172 yesterday, and we're down to 1.
Good.
I'd like to call to order the June 30th committee meeting of the Engineering Planning Committee. Can you please take role?
Committee Chair Towns?
Here.
Director Saldana?
Here.
We have a forum.
Okay, first matter.
No, Director Towns.
Director Towns.
Oh, I am so sorry. Director Towns?
First order of business is to approve the minutes of the committee meeting held on May 26, 2011. Do I hear motions?
Move to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Minutes are approved. Paul, would you like to take over your lengthy agenda of one item?
Thank you, Chair. Welcome to the Engineering Committee. We're going to make your transition to this new responsibility very simple today. Engineering had two items on the agenda, but I'm going to ask right now that we defer any recommendation or decision on item one until next month. We need to complete some additional reviews. With your permission, I'll go on to requesting approval of item number two.
Yep, please proceed.
Okay, item two is a request for final release of retainage to Plody Construction. It's in the amount of $160,000 on contract 5233. That contract was for roadway and bridge reconstruction widening on the northbound tri-state from Buckley Road to south of Stern School Road. That's up at the very north end of the tri-state. They've completed this contract within the budget, and they've also met our DE commitment.
Any members on the committee have any questions for Paul? Being no questions, do I hear a motion to approve the final retainage to Plody Construction?
No move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Passes, the retainage will be approved. And that is all for the Engineering Committee. Item number one, as Paul said, will be taken up in the next board meeting with some administrative details to be handled yet. With that said, do I have a motion to adjourn the Engineering Committee?
So moved.
Second.
Second, we have a motion and a second to adjourn. The Engineering Committee meeting is adjourned.
This is incredible.
Efficiency.
Well, luckily, it was anticipated that we would go until 8:15, so we only have 10 minutes until we start the finance administration.
And to think I felt Press? Silly, I felt silly putting a 15-minute committee meeting on the agenda, and here we are 5 minutes later.
And I think what will happen is when we complete that, as long as that takes, if we have time before 10 o'clock, we'll go into executive session and do our executive session meeting and then come back at 10 and we'll go to the meeting. And if we haven't finished the executive session activities, we can do that after we finish the board meeting. So is there somebody who does stand-up comics or anything for the next 10 minutes?
We have
talent in the
Rock with us.
I hear that Rock with us.
I think we need to turn off the No? Okay. Well, then we will be at, it would be at ease for now, 7 or 8 minutes.
Thank you. Okay. Do you have your wedding pictures?
Oh, I know. I should have brought my wedding pictures.
I should have had them scrolling on screen. Right. You could have seen what I was doing while all of you were working.
Oh, wonderful.
It was. It was very nice.
Right. But you separated.
I've been told we can adjust.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So it has been.
When we reported.
Okay.
It has been determined, I'm sorry, that we can do Jeff Redding's presentation before we go into the committee, because then, because we need not take any formal action on that. So. Should we resume the engine committee? You want to rescind your move to adjourn? You'll entertain a motion to reconvene the committee.
Motion has been made to reconvene the engineering committee for June 30th. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
The engineering committee for June 30th is now in session. Mr. Redding?
Good morning.
Understand this is not as a substitute for the committee. This is real stuff, man.
No, you'll never confuse me with being a comedian.
Okay.
In response to Executive Order 11, Toll Operations and Engineering discussed a project baseline that toll waste energy consumption, which would include a review of the authority's utilities. Executive Order 11 in part requires a 25% reduction in electrical and gas consumption at state facilities by 2025. 2008 utilities data is to be used as a baseline. A contract was awarded in 2010 to audit manned facilities and evaluate alternative energy. The contract was awarded to Electrotech, Inc., located in Naperville, Illinois. The audit included multiple departments, site visits, and analysis of current tollway utility procurement practices. After several months of review, Electrotech published a summary of findings, which included the following. Electrotech determined approximately 700 tollway had approximately 700 utility accounts. They determined that we are a large energy consumer, spending approximately $5.1 million in utilities annually. Historically, we have not tracked, analyzed, or managed our utilities. They observed opportunities to improve energy efficiency and recognize the potential to lower utility rates and recommend alternative energy applications. The cost for high-performing or LEED certified buildings is approximately $1 per square foot, as you can see on this chart. The average office building is approximately $2.10 per square foot. As you can see, CA, or Central Administration, which was constructed in 1991, is approximately 50 cents more per square foot than the average building. The total energy cost for 2008 for the Central Administration building was approximately $647,000, which decreased in 2009 by approximately $36,000. Again, in 2010, the cost decreased for utilities at Central Administration by approximately $50,000. Replacing numerous thermostats located throughout our building with a building automation system resulted in significant positive variances between 2009 and 2010. There were other system upgrades which resulted in the positive variances as well.
So as a result of that, are you down to average, or how far down?
We have come down, but we're still not down to the average. We should be down there shortly. That is my goal, to get us down to average and possibly a little bit better than that. This chart shows 22 of our 24 man toll plazas. You may notice omissions for Plaza 36 and 43 on this slide. The utility information was not available at the time of the audit. However, you can see from the data that was available at the time The average cost for this type of facility was slightly over $8 per square foot. Most of these buildings are within the norm, however, five toll plazas are significantly underperforming. Some of the apparent reasons for the variances are the result of building design, location, type of heating and cooling equipment, lighting, etc. There is a considerable variance, as you can see from the previous slide, in this slide with regard to the cost per square foot. This is due to the plazas being open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And they have additional equipment out at those facilities that we don't have at central administration, such as cameras, toll collection equipment, computers, and computers that are constantly being powered. Electrotech made several recommendations for us to mitigate or reduce our energy consumption. First, they recommended development of a system to track and monitor billing information, authorize an energy audit for 2009 and 2010, define internal responsibility for procurement and usage of energy, develop a policy for operations and construction, review energy procurement process, perform energy efficiency analysis for tollway facilities, implement energy efficiency improvements that have an acceptable payback, and lastly, to install a demonstrative wind and solar application. Accordingly, the authority has implemented a new process to track all water, gas, and electric accounts by creating a new utility tracking database. This new database was built on the Catapult platform, which is widely used by the authority personnel to track financial aspects of tollway projects. The utility database will enable the authority to baseline utility costs, track and review trends. The database development allows staff to track and audit information using the calendar year 2008 to present. It provides cost and payment information, copies of issued checks and utility agreements, energy usage by account, facility information, and GPS coordinates. The GPS system is a great one because you can go on Google Maps, MapQuest, and punch in the longitude and latitude and determine where all of these meters are and all of these facilities are. The most significant result of this new database is the ability to attribute invoices with a specific location on our system. Since the database was created, we have been successful in confirming that the tollway has 581 active utility accounts. We have eliminated 133 inactive accounts, and we have expedited payment, the payment schedule, from 45 days that it typically takes to run this process to 4 days. We've streamlined billing, a 50% paper reduction of individual bills. As I said in the previous slide, we assigned staff to database management and bill processing. We've recently reviewed the state energy procurement process, investigated the feasibility of independent power procurement, and currently we're drafting an environmental and energy policy statement. Energy procurement is complicated and currently managed by CMS. We are currently discussing various options to make the procurement of energy more efficient and less costly.
What do you anticipate in that area?
In terms of, I'm sorry?
How would you proceed with that? It would have to be through CMS?
Well, right now we're trying to determine whether that is what we have to do, whether we're compelled to do that, or whether there are other options available.
And what the cost effectiveness
is. And what the cost of the difference would be. Because right now we think that we can manage it at a lower cost, but we have to, you know, determine whether that's true or not.
So this was not something that the consultant had done, this part of the work?
No, not that extensively, no.
The consultant really helped us, I think, get a handle on, you know, all of these, we have a significant amount of separate utility accounts. They weren't necessarily linked to exactly where, you know, the utilities were linked on our facilities. So really even getting a handle on that, and Jeff's work and engineering's work and the consultant's work, and that has been tremendous. So, but we do think that there are additional opportunities.
Getting out from under careful and slow down would be great.
We do think there are additional opportunities.
Yes. In addition to the utility database, the authority is in the process of making building automation system upgrades, which are incorporated into the HVAC rehabilitation contract you approved last month. HVAC rehabilitation includes the replacement of boilers, chillers, switches, louvers, and various systems within the central administration building. Also included in the energy cost reduction measures is window tinting. The contract is a part of this month's board agenda. Proper window tinting can reduce heat emission on the central administration building, which was designed with a significant amount of glass. While this may be aesthetically pleasing, it results in a significant amount of heat loss in the winter and higher cooling costs in the summer months. Window tint will reduce our heating and cooling bills by approximately 20 to 25% annually. We have recently upgraded our lighting to add energy efficient lighting. That project was completed May 10th of this year at no cost to the authority. I'll say that again, no cost to the authority. It was free as a result of an energy grant we got through ComEd. So we will reap the benefits of the energy reduction at no cost. Set point temperatures, like those used in your home, allow the tollway to reduce the heating and cooling load at central administration in certain areas after typical work hours. 8-hour daily reduction in our heating and cooling loads will also result in a significant savings. The tollway and Argonne celebrated a partnership last month. As a partnership, Argonne installed the first Midwest photovoltaic analysis facility at central administration. The site includes...
Solar panel?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Is that it right there?
Yes, it is. That is, and if you go out, it's on the south end of the building as you come in the entrance, right off Ogden Avenue. The site includes the installation of solar panel technologies to be studied by Argonne. The intention is to evaluate many panel technologies and determine how they perform in the Midwest. The tollway is exploring the concept of a green interchange, which would include a number of green technologies to serve as demonstration projects. Examples include vegetated or reflective roofs, vegetated trellises, porous pavements, solar, wind, or geothermal technologies. The interchange under consideration is at I-90 at Illinois 47. The tollway is working to draft specifications to determine how to select alternative energy applications and incorporate them in contracts when appropriate.
Jeff, is this the new interchange at 47 or that
yes.
you were talking about? I'm
yes.
The proposed.
Sorry.
This process is being conducted concurrently with the green interchange concept. And that's the end of my presentation. Does anybody have any questions?
Is there a way of tracking? I think it's great that you got the ComEd, the light fixture stuff done for free. Is there a way of tracking the short-term costs of doing some of these other things and then analyzing them against the longer-term savings? I know in the 90s there were companies actually that came around and did this for you in buildings, and they basically took the risk, and they took a profit out of the savings, but ultimately they assume the cost for doing the changes, and then you've got the savings minus whatever their profit is.
Well, we're exploring a number of options right now, and those are some of the ones that we're currently looking at. We're also looking at a number of available grants as well for exploring more energy saving options.
Thank you.
Well,
do we still have a consultant on board, or we just try to handle this in house in terms of looking at some other options?
We do not currently have a consultant on board for this. Electrotech's contract is up. We are currently looking in house at some of these technologies. I know that Director Wisner has implemented some wind technologies in Aurora, yeah. Director Pradel some solar with regard to the street signs and so on and so forth. So we welcome any input that you may have as a result of your experiences and forays into this alternative energy.
Well, I just know that there's a lot of expertise out there,
yes.
in this field, and sort of in terms of, is there any partnership with the university or maybe even with Argonne in terms of energy
doing additional evaluation and kind of cost benefit.
Mm-hmm. Instead of us trying to figure out, by reading articles, which I do sometimes, but
right.
I'm not an expert, but I did.
I certainly welcome any assistance that I can get. This is major. I think that savings.
There's a lot of companies out there.
Yes, the savings that we can get over several years or over the lifetime of some of these different energy alternatives is great. So I think it's worthwhile that we employ whatever means necessary to to look at this.
I think there's two things. One is, I'm really pleased to see this progress made in the past 15, 18 months. It's really, when the chair came on board, that was one of the priorities that was set. And to see that we've moved this quickly beyond, the Argonne thing is great, but this is actual implementation and things as simple, which sounds simple, but changing thermostats and figuring out where all the bills go and tinting the windows is really a terrific start. Beyond saving money, it says to the public that we're trying to practice what we preach.
Yes.
The other thing is, though, there's a lot of companies, as Chair Wolf indicated, that'll come in and say, well, we'll put up windmills or solar panels and we get a piece of the action. So I think at some point, whether we work with one of the universities or something, it would be good if somebody could get back to us, well, obviously the executive director and us. And which way is the best way to go? Do you cut a deal with a company that says if we put 50 windmills between here and Rockford, they get 20%, we get 80% or whatever, like we talked about with the signs, or do we go with Argonne and do research? And I'm not sure what is the best approach, but we want to keep this on a heightened track because it's just good public policy. And
absolutely.
It fits right where the governor wants us to be on this stuff. So congratulations, because this is, year and a half ago was talked about, here you are, you've already done it, and you're saving a few bucks in the process.
Thank you very much.
Jeff, the savings I think you quoted in terms of the window tinting on our heating bill here,
yes.
was what?
Approximately 20 to 25%.
20 to 25%, so that's chopping a fifth to a quarter of the entire bill simply by that one action.
And, absolutely.
And I just want to really emphasize it, whether you're talking about the public in the city of Aurora or elsewhere. People sometimes are dubious as to whether these are all flash and no result. Clearly, you can have an impact on your bottom line by intelligently utilizing green technologies and initiatives. So I, too, applaud this effort.
Thank you.
Well, this fits, too. We're starting, we do the recycling of the pavement stuff, too. So we, it's a lot of work, but it'd be nice to get a little presentation together that we could take to school groups or put at the Oases or things like that, just kind of what we're doing. I talked to our Audubon folks in Lake County the other night. I think we had a report from Falls area that we're now using we're eradicating invasive plants in some of our ditches or swales and replacing it with native plants. And while that sounds like not a big deal, that's major significance in terms of where we're going. And I think we have a whole catalog of things that have really begun to show that we're a leader here, and maybe we just need a little, you know, we get one of those four-sided boards. Yeah, it's really, you know, we get these reports, and it's like, wow. And as Tom said, it's not just to be green, it's to be green on the bottom line, so.
Yep, okay.
And I'd be happy to talk to anybody here at the county, because I do have a cap, have capital assets under, it's one of my departments. We are doing the, what they call investment grade audits. We did an RFP, hired two individual auditors to do an audit of the Stroger campus and an audit of the 26th and California facility, the courts and corrections system. And then what they do is they do what's called an investment grade audit, where they determine what things you can change out to save energy. And the presumption is that they'll come up with all the things you can do, and then you can actually finance the improvements through the savings. And they guarantee the savings if you take the steps that they recommend. So, we'll see how it goes. I think we're the largest, we talk to other governmental entities like the city and CPS, and I think we're being more aggressive because those facilities are huge, so we'll see how big the savings are going to be. So I'll be happy to compare notes with it, but.
The other thing I assume this is going to be on the website, I think, to Bill's point, maybe have a segment on the website that talks about environment and energy efficiency, and maybe we can just add things to it as we make it.
And I'm just changing the thermostat. What I'd like to do is, I've been working with Angela Laporte, and we've got the mitigation site up in North Chicago, and some Saturday this summer, we're hoping to have a morning tour of that for various groups. Try to build constituencies on that, but it might be a time we could use that also with just a little display, not only talk about that site. We've got the one in Will County, we've got what we're doing in the swales, we've got the solar panels here, so we can kind of let people who might come to something like that or other places know that there's a lot of things we do that they can do some of that right at home. So that's great.
Good. Well, thank you. Jeff, thank you for taking your turn out of order, or out of our original order.
Not a problem.
Is there anything else on this? Then we have to move out of.
Yeah, we have a motion to end the June 30th Engineering Committee for the second time.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to end the Engineering Committee meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.